We are excited to introduce to you Prophetic Edge, where we are going to be digging into the revelation of God's Word and what it looks like to walk in victory through the Word of God. Whenever God is ready to move in Scripture and bring victory to people, He always brings a fresh edge of revelation. As always, I am so excited to be just taking a few minutes to talk to you and go into the Word of God and the seasons that we walk through. I know that's a term that oftentimes people throw around when we're talking about the things of God: seasons, timing, dispensations. What does all of that mean? Well, depending on your theological history, your denominational upbringing, or what you're looking at in Scripture at this moment in time, it means different things to different people. But when we talk about seasons, the Bible makes it clear that seasons were designed by God. To every time, there is a season. To every season, a purpose. So let's look at something. God speaks to us clearly over time that every time we're about to step into, every time we're about to step into the next thing that God is doing, He changes the very season. It's like an atmospheric change. It's like going from spring to summer, summer to fall, fall to winter. There must be a change of mindset, a change of garment, a change of preparation, a change of habits. You have to look out at the weather and determine what you're going to carry with you. Every season has process, requirements, and tools. When we begin to understand that, we are more readily prepared for what God is doing. Now, I want to talk about how in this year of 2023, how for many of you that follow the ministry and are connected to us, at the beginning of the year, God really spoke something clearly, that this year was going to be the year. 5783 was the Hebrew word or the Hebrew letter. The Hebrew year was 5783. We then looked at the Scripture and began to talk about where does that fall in line in the Word, and it took us to Habakkuk 3:9. Habakkuk 3:9 is the bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Selah, thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. What does that speak of? It literally spoke of that God was going to make the Word that we're connecting the year to was naked or revealed, to be made bare, to be revealed, uncovered. This has been a year where it seems as though everywhere you look, something is being uncovered. In the political system, in the economic system, in the stages of the world, wherever you look, there are leaders, there are scientific issues, there are problems in the media, there are issues behind the scenes being uncovered. Now, that's not just a negative connotation. There's good stuff, which means there are new things being discovered, new ways to handle things, solutions to problems we've never had solutions to before, something being uncovered, that which was hidden being revealed. This has been a year of divine revealing. The bow was made quite naked, according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word. So it literally speaks of that suddenly, that which was covered shall be uncovered, so that what was promised, the oath that was made, the covenant that was spoken, the agreements that were declared, could be then revealed. For thou didst cleave the earth with rivers, literally meaning God kept his word. God fulfilled his promise. Thus, God must make everything quite naked. He must show everything in full revelation, because just like he kept his word, just like he made the rivers, just like he cut grooves into the earth that water might flow, so God is revealing that which supplies, that which makes known, that which creates. In this year, we have begun to see that God was making clear. So this is why we should not be amazed, shocked, surprised, disheartened when things are revealed that seem to break our heart. We should not get into camps, begin to fight, pick sides when suddenly in the political arena, the governmental situations, things are revealed, things are made known. God told us this year would be a year where things were made quite naked. Now, that also meant for many of you personally, this was the year when God revealed to you or through you something that needed to be dealt with, to be made known. You can have cancer in your body for a very long time, a problem in your heart, a valve that is leaking, a bleed in your brain, an infection in your body, and you didn't know about it. It did not cause you any trouble, any damage. It's not until it revealed itself. You suddenly had pain in that joint. You suddenly went to lift up your arm and had a problem in your chest. You tried to drive and suddenly you couldn't see clearly. It was the revelation of the problem that got your attention, but the problem was already there. This was a year when God was trying to reveal to us hidden destroyers of destiny, underlying facts that can kill your promotion, things you could not see that were lying in wait to take from you tomorrow. It's like going to the doctor and the doctor reveals to you on the scan through the apparatus of the machinery. He suddenly reveals to you, do you see that there on the X-ray? This is what it says. This is what it means. But you felt fine coming in. But the revelation of what you could not see prolonged your life, extended your health, brought you greater peace, though it troubled you at first. So here's the key. When God has us in a season of revealing, when he's making things quite naked, when he's making things bare, you are not to respond as though the news is greater than the process. You see, the news from the doctor that there's something on the scan, that's just the process of getting rid of it. When you begin to overreact and scream and yell at the doctor and why me, you don't go back immediately for treatment. You try to hide it from your family. You sit around feeling bad about it. You create a depression in your mind where you're not responding with wisdom. The revelation of the problem is not the problem. The problem was already there. It just wasn't revealed. And what happens to many of us, because we're not mature in our peace, not sound in our trust of God, when a problem is revealed, we lose all joy, all hope, all momentum. But the problem was already there. You had no problem worshiping God yesterday when the cancer was in your body. You just didn't know the cancer was there. You had no problem lifting your hands to bless God when the economy was good in your eyes. But the numbers just hadn't been revealed. You just hadn't lost that job. You just hadn't lost that money. You just hadn't gone through the issue. So the only problem that's holding back your joy, your life, your peace, the only problem is it's been revealed to you. God already knew about it. You were praising God before you learned about it. You were happy before you heard the political assessment. You were joyful until you saw the economic prophecy. You were having a good time in God until you heard them give the news report. So the problem was not what's happening. The problem is how you processed it, because it was happening before they told you. When it's made news is not when it becomes news. It was happening days before they announced it, weeks before, years before. But someone told you the problem and you lost your joy. I say to many of you that before you end this year, you've got to get your mind cleansed, your soul delivered. Deal with your own emotions that are continually at war within you and recognize the problem was never the problem, because while the problem was undiagnosed, you were believing God, you were worshiping, you were going forward. It is the revelation of the problem to your mind that's stopping you. God knew about it, so his power is not diminished. The devil knew about it, so his power is not increased. The only one that's reacting is you. So are you going to recognize this is the year when God says, I've got to reveal everything? So when your hero falls, don't overreact. God knew he was going to fall before you did, and God still told you that tomorrow is going to be a good day. When the doctor's report is negative, don't overreact. It had to be revealed. It had to be made bare. But God had already told you that you're going to have a healing ministry, that you're going to carry your grandchildren in your arms, that you're going to live a long life. Why are you letting the current information mess up your future prophecy. God already told you that he was going to bless you. What does the current state of the gas prices, the oil prices, the food prices have to do with God's ability to supply your need, carry you through the storm, or take care of you tomorrow? If God paid your bills when you had more money and he took care of you when you had no money, why are you losing your mind now that you have some money? A little money in God is more than enough if your faith is okay, if you're trusting him. What's being revealed should not change your relationship with God. Why? The bow was made quite naked according to the oaths of the tribes, even thy word, Selah. What does that mean? Take a moment and breathe, because this next line is going to mean something. What's the next line? Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. While God is revealing everything, he says, remember this, I'm the God that gives rivers. Whatever happens next, I've watered your land, sent the fish among you, took care of your cattle, supplied your needs. I've given you waters that you can build houses beside, rivers that you can find fish within. I've given you pathways to grow crops. Everything you need is in that river. So whatever is being revealed, Selah. I did cleave the earth with rivers. I paid your bills before, I'll pay them again. I took care of you before, I'll take care of you again. I healed you before, I'll heal you now. I brought you through that trouble, I'll bring you through this one. Selah. Whatever's being revealed in 2023, whatever's been made known in 2023, Selah. God had it all in control. He hasn't lost any battles. He's not going to lose now. He didn't forget your name. You're written upon his hand. And I've got one more thing to tell you. And the best is yet to come. If you think you've been blessed up until now, put on some clothes you can zip up all the way to your neck, wrap a ribbon around your forehead, put on some tennis shoes and get ready to run. Your best blessing is around the corner. You're going to spend the rest of your life trying to catch up with how to praise him. You're going to spend years trying to think up new words to offer him in worship. If you really get your mind set on what God is about to do, blessings will overtake you. Favor will live in your house, and the glory of God will never cease to amaze you. Change your perspective, you'll change your world. Though the bow was revealed, the rivers still flow. The Lord is on your side, and that's never going to change. This is Michael Dalton simply trying to encourage you that this year was prophesied, but your protection has already been provided. Trust in God with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him. He will, he has, he shall, he always will direct your path. Be blessed, my friend.
This has been Prophetic Edge with Michael Dalton. If this episode has blessed you, please consider sharing it with someone. For more information, ministry dates, and to sow into the ministry, please visit yes-ministries.com.